Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Let's talk about it.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. I'm Harold, and I'm doing this podcast to help motivate and help people grow. Also, to help myself grow as I do the podcast with y'all. Today's topic is collateral damage. Now, let's talk about it. As I mentioned before, today's discussion is about collateral damage. Have you ever driven with someone before for the first time? And is their first time driving? I know. You already get an idea where I'm going. So let's say the person behind them is very mad that day. He has something going on. Who knows what's going on, but he's having a bad day. And he's in a rush to get to work. And let's say he's at a red light. He's been at his red light for about 5 minutes. So he decides to honk the horn. Like I said, this is the first time you're driving with this person, and it's their first time driving. So they're a little nervous, a little shaken, a little scared. So what do? At a four-way intersection, they pull out because they feel they're being rushed, so they're panicking. And as they pull out, another car is coming. And then all of a sudden, boom, a crash. That's one way you can look at collateral damage. Another word for that could be the butterfly effect. If you heard of that, it's just a chain of events happening because of one thing happening. So like dominoes, one domino falls and the rest falls with it. Have you ever experienced this in your life? Something that you did or somebody did to you affecting the next thing that happens, and that affects the next thing, and so on. If your answer to that is no, you're not human, because every human experiences this. Everybody is a part of collateral damage, whether you know it or not. There's something that may have impacted your life and you never realized it until later on. Some people don't ever realize it, and they go throughout life living with that collateral damage, a part of them, taking it with them everywhere they go. It's a baggage that they bring with them. And I feel very heartbroken for it, because it's like so many children get impacted by their parents or their uncles or their family members. And they may not even realize that, because they may have got something in their mind that wanted to prevent them from being hurt. So they put it away in a very dark space so they could never remember it again. But it's always there. Just under the tip, just waiting to be unleashed, waiting for you to realize, hey, I'm here. I never went nowhere. Just because you think I'm gone doesn't mean I'm gone. So let's dig more deep into this discussion of collateral damage. Let's see what's in our handy dandy note box. Let's get more understanding of the unintended consequences of our actions. A lot of us deal with things in life and we don't realize this is happening because I've been through it. I'm reacting this way because that's all I know. That's all I've been taught. That's all I've seen. That's all I've heard. And the crazy part about that is, as we get older, certain people will see that in us, whether it be your spouse or your best friend, family member. But what would we do? We'll ignore it. We'll stay oblivious to the fact that there's something that we need to change, that we need to work on. There's something that's going on internally that we haven't dealt with yet, that's affecting the way we react and interact with other people. Do you want to walk around mad all the time and not knowing why? Or depressed all the time and you don't know why? There's something that's bothering you deep inside. All it takes is you looking. It's not easy. It's not an easy path. I've dealt with collateral damage a lot throughout my life. I would say I'm a poster child for collateral damage, but we ain't gonna go that far. All right? But But no, there's a lot of people that I've hurt because of me being hurt and not knowing myself. I didn't know my identity until recently, honestly. I'm gonna be real with y'all. I'm gonna be transparent because this is what it's all about, being honest and upfront. There's a lot of things that I've done in my life that I regret. And I look back and I'm like, bro, that's not you. And you know this. Every time you did it, you felt uncomfortable. Every time you said this, you felt uncomfortable. Every time you went this place or that place or hung out with this person, you felt uncomfortable because you know that's not where you're supposed to be. A lot of us don't listen to that inside voice or that conscious or the higher power, which is God, in my point of view, that tells us like, hey, bro, you're better than this. Why are you here? What are you doing? You know you're not right. Something my father-in-law be saying to the little one. He'd be like, you wrong. No, for real though. Like, you can tell that. You get that sense of urgency. Like, hey, bro, you're not supposed to be here. But the more you ignore that, the easier it gets to ignore. So how long will you be ignoring the thing that's trying to help you grow? The thing that's trying to help you be your best self? How long will you ignore that? There's a scripture that I felt would be pretty good for this topic. And it's a scripture that everybody probably knows, something that a lot of people say. It's Matthew 7:12. Treat others as you will want to be treated. So, in other words, treat others the way you want to be treated, you know? And the thing that I've come to realize, a lot of people treat others the way they were treated. Let me say that again. A lot of people treat others the way they was treated. Now, let me give you an example of this. So there's a kid named, let's go with the name of Reggie. Well, Reggie, when he was younger, he went to school and got bullied a lot because he was different than others. He smiled a lot. He wanted to be friends with everybody. Everybody saw that as a weakness. So they bullied him to get rid of it because they didn't like it. They realized, like, why is he always happy? Why is he always smiling? Like, Reggie, like, bro, what you smiling about? Ain't nothing to be happy about. The thing is, Reggie didn't understand why that was going on. Because of that, closed off, and he went into a dark place, a place where the smile no longer was there. He put on a mask because he didn't want people to see his true self because nobody liked it. And he wanted to be liked. And because of that, Reggie never really knew himself. Reggie was trapped in a dark place and didn't know how to be free. The thing is, Reggie didn't understand that those kids that was bullying him, they also was going through things at home. Their parents could have been divorced. They could have gotten a lot of arguments. They could have been getting abused. There's a lot that could have been happening in their life. But they didn't realize that what they had going on affected the way they acted and treated other people when they was in school. So Reggie was like a side effect of collateral damage because they was already going through damage at home. And that's the reason why he had to deal with all that. It's the little thing that you realize can have a big impact on people. It may be little to you, but to them, it can really affect the way they think, the way they act. It can even affect their heart. And I've come to realize that in order to affect somebody's heart, they must really care about you or care about your opinion of them. Don't take that with a grain of salt. Take that as an opportunity to help that person because they really look up to you or they really admire your thoughts and opinions. And as human beings, we shouldn't be looking at people as a weakness. We should be looking at their strengths and helping strengthen them. There's a quote that I had read by Dan Allender, and he goes to say, "The work of restoration cannot begin until a problem is fully faced." Pause for a minute. What does that mean to you? You can't expect a house to be restored if you don't find all the places that's damaged or that's destroyed, because it's still not going to be fully restored, right? So what in your life has been damaged that needs restoration? The question is, are you willing to face it? Are you really ready to take that step towards something that you really don't want to step towards? I know it's not easy. Trust me, there's a lot of things that I had to really face in my life. A lot of apologies I had to make that wasn't always received, because I realized I affected that person and caused them to think this way or that way of me. And that really made me feel sad, because I wouldn't want you to think I'm this type of person when I know I'm not. But now I distorted the view that you have of me because of my actions when I was in a dark place. It's not easy to change. It's not always easy to grow. It's not always easy to face your demons or face the people that you know you've wronged. But that's the first step to growth. Taking accountability for your action. Being responsible enough to say, "Hey, I'm sorry. I know what I did was wrong, and I'm hoping you can forgive me." Now, if you apologize and they don't accept it, that's okay. At least you know you took that step, that initiative, to let them know, "Hey, I've wronged you, and I know what I've done, and I'm really sorry." There's a lot of things that collateral damage can affect and impact, and that can even be emotionally and psychologically. It can cause stress, anxiety, depression, PTSD, especially in children. So be mindful of how you raise your kids, how you talk to them. Make sure you encourage them. Don't call them stupid or call them out of their name. Make sure you let them know, like, "Hey, I know you're working hard, but this could be what you can do better, you know, going forward." So if you want to find more information about this, you can go to grouportherapy.com, and this is Understanding Collateral Damage and Relationships. If you know you're with somebody that you know you shouldn't be with, if there's something telling you to run or that this isn't a safe place, you should probably listen to that. There's a lot of us that deal with certain things because we don't have self-worth. We don't know our self-worth. We don't know who we really are. And we think that the only people that can love us is the people that we have right now. But if that person isn't respecting you and acknowledging you and making you feel that worth that you know you are, then they don't deserve it. They don't deserve you. Be honest with yourself. Who really deserves your time? It's a privilege to be in your presence. Remember that. It's a privilege to be in your presence. Don't ever let nobody belittle you or make you seem less than, because they don't know their own worth. Everybody has some insecurities here and there, but when you start to respond off of that and put it on other people, that's when you know you're going down the wrong path. Because you can't just make somebody else feel bad because you feel bad. That's not fair to them at all, right? There's a quote that my uncle told me. He said, "I can have it." So I said, "Better, I'll go ahead and put it on the podcast, bro." He said, "Let's speak up so things can be spoken out." So what I get from that is, none of us is mind readers. Maybe you are, but I know I'm not. So you shouldn't expect people to just know you're feeling some type of way. without you saying like, hey, I feel like this because this happened the other day and I just don't know what to do about it. A lot of us get mad so quickly, like they're supposed to know, like, bro, don't you see I'm having a bad day? You don't see the cloud over my head? Like, you don't see the rain? Come on now. We can't just assume that somebody knows that you're going through something right now. That's another thing, assuming is one of the most confusing things to me. Why assume when you can just ask? Why not ask people, what's going on? Is something going on with you? Is that the way you're feeling? Is that why you're feeling this way? Why not just ask them like, hey, why do I feel like you're mad at me about this? Wouldn't you rather know from them like, hey, I'm not mad at you. I just was having a bad day. Assuming it can make you think things irrationally. That's not even happening. You're basically having an argument with yourself about something that ain't even real. So instead of assuming, how about ask questions? If you want to know the answer that much and that bad, ask them. At least you can actually get the right answer, not the one you made up in your head. So I'm gonna give you some steps that can help raise your collateral damage awareness to prevent you from making further damage.
We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Did you know that collateral damage is just a part of life? It can shape you into the person you are today, but it doesn't dictate what direction your life goes in. You make that choice. You can live a successful life. If you want to learn more on how to do that, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to this podcast so you can have a better tomorrow.
One, practice mindfulness. Be mindful about your thoughts and your opinions and the way you're thinking about the way you want to respond to things. Is it coming out of a place of fear, a place of hurt, a place of sadness? If they're not the person that did it to you, why should they get the blows for somebody else's actions? So be mindful about how you're about to respond. Pause and reflect. Pause. Before you say what you're about to say, think about how this could come off. Are you in the right state of mind to say what you're about to say? Are you frustrated already about what they said before that? Think about what you're going to say and how it could come off to that person. Do they already seem like they're in a broken place? Like they're already hurting and they can't take much more? Why make it worse by saying something that don't need to be said at the moment? Take time to actually think before you speak. Be slow to speak, quick to listen. 3, consider different perspectives. Your way isn't always the right way, okay? It's not the highway or your way. Everybody has their opinions, and you never know where they're coming from. They could have a lot of past trauma that they haven't even dealt with yet, and you're just adding on to it. Don't let yourself be abused because of their trauma, though. But try to understand from their perspective. You feel me? So consider different perspectives. 4, listen actively. Keep your ears open. A lot of us are so quick to respond. We already in our head like, well, I can't wait until they shut up so I can go ahead and say what I need to say. I'm about to get them, boy. I'm about to get them good. Listen, man. Because they might be already telling you what they really want you to hear. But because you're having a whole dialogue in your head, you're not even listening to what they're saying. What are you helping? You're hurting more than helping. So think about that. Think about how you actually process the things that they're saying. Dwell on it. Think on it. Okay, so I hear what you're saying. And then respond. Let them know that you actually heard what they said. Reiterate what they said in your own understanding. So that way, they know that you were listening. So actively listen. 5, take responsibility. If you're older than 5 years of age, I'm pretty sure you've been taught how to take responsibility for your actions, whether that be discipline or timeout. Me, of course, it was more so discipline. You know, belts, switches, whatever you have, it's on me. You feel me? Your boy was a wild boy back when he was younger. Not that long ago. But back to the subject at hand. Responsibility, bro. Be able to be accountable for your actions. A lot of us do things that we may regret. I know I've done a lot of things that I regret throughout life, and I've done things because I was dealing with things and I was in a dark space. And I want to be transparent and honest with y'all because this is real authentic, right? So I can't expect y'all to be real with yourselves, but I can't be real with myself. And there's things that I've done that I was like, man, that's not even me. Why did I do that? And it took me some time to really understand why I did the things I've done. I really had to seek counsel and get help from others because I didn't really know what was going on inside me. But I come to find myself finding the answers. It was way under below the surface. The root to the problem wasn't what I was dealing with before. But now I have a better understanding of what the root was, what caused it in the first place. And that's what you have to face. A lot of us are scared to really face our demons or our past mistakes or our traumas that we went through because we don't want to relive that again. And it's understandable. Trust me, it's understandable. It's not easy. Until you're ready to take that step to uncover what's underneath, you're not going to be able to grow. It's going to stop your growth process. You can't be your best and there's still a mess down there. You have to face that. And there's a lot of times I had to apologize for my actions. And sometimes they didn't receive it. And that's okay. As long as you take that step to let them know, hey, I was wrong. That's on me. I shouldn't have done that. And I know that I may not get your forgiveness, but I want you to know that I am sorry. Whether they receive it or not, that's on them, because you don't know what they're dealing with. They may not be in a spot to receive that yet. And it's okay. Just do your part. Help break the cycle. That's the only way we can grow. So yes, so those 5 things will help you to prevent the continuance of collateral damage in your life and others. That's the question. What's the collateral? I want you to dig down deep and find out what's the collateral. What is going on inside you that needs to be addressed so you can move forward? You can try to cover it up. You can try to hide it. You can try to ignore it. But I can promise you this. Eventually, it's going to come to light. And when it does, it's not going to come how you expect it. I know this from experience. And I'm hoping your experience is nothing like mine. I'm hoping you can prevent it from even coming to the light. Just know I believe in you, whether you believe in yourself or not. I know you want to make the steps, or else you wouldn't be watching this podcast or listening to it. So don't give up. It's okay to ask for help. Asking for help doesn't mean you're giving up. It means you're refusing to give up. Because once you give up, all hope is gone. All hope is lost. Don't give up. Ask for help. It's okay. We all need it. Trust me. All of us need it. just know that you're not alone in this fight, man. Win the race. Go ahead strong. When you look back over your life, I don't want you to have regrets. I want you to be pleased with your actions. So that way, you can go forward. The actions you make today, your future self is dependent on it. So what will your future self look like? Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all can join me the next time on the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. If you're looking to grow and become your best, this is the podcast for you. So be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so you won't miss an episode. Also, be sure to share to others that could be on this journey of growth with you. Because we're not alone. So let's just do it together. Pray y'all have a blessed week. And remember, don't make excuses. Work through it. With that being said, hey, I'm out.
Real talk. Real talk.